We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. How are we looking? Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Going to talk with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, coming up here momentarily. I want to remind you that there is some big gig going on. I'm not talking about Summerfest just yet, but if you want to get registered to get yourself a VIP concert package, including tickets, parking pass, gift cards, and a whole lot more, you got to enter daily at CousinSubs.com/Big Gig Giveaway. CousinSubs.com/Big Gig Giveaway, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's bring him in now, Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. And I bet you are correct, Seth. I did read your tweet, man.
You like that?
I did. Well, yeah. let's start there. So, Supreme Court makes a ruling. My question to you is, what do you think it does to not only baseball, but sports in general?
Well, you know, What everybody believes, and I did this on a Forbes column, I think the media is the first beneficiary. Because if people think they can gamble legally, because don't forget, you know, no states have actually enacted any laws, and outside of the ones that already have them, New Jersey, I guess New York and Pennsylvania are close, and that's as far as it's gone. And don't forget, you know, Congress hasn't decided to come up with any new gambling bans. All of those things are possible. The theory is that if I'm inclined this football season to put money on games, I must become more educated on the sports. That will help sports radio, podcasts, blogs, newspapers. Like, that's what the optimism to me is. And all I do is try to throw caution to it because, you know, cord cutting is still happening. And I think the NFL is the best litmus test, because there is no secret, and this is a well-documented stat, that in the last two seasons, the NFL has had a 20% decrease in television ratings. There is theories that after 2016, that it was the election, because the NFL was down 12% after 2016. The theory was that in 2017, because the election was over, that it would be not a 12%, you know, return, but that it would be a 3 or 4% return, and that, you know, balance would be back in the force. Now the theory is that, you know, this is a big season for the NFL, because even though they are still the juggernaut, no one's taking that away from them anytime soon. The theory is, can the NFL withstand the press of having three consecutive years of declining numbers? The first thing I thought about was, this is the only shot the NFL has.
I believe the NFL to be a benefactor. I mean, I believe all sports to be a benefactor from something like this. And, I mean, you can already bet online. You can do things overseas. I mean, that's already out there. But I think you're going to see some brick and mortars that are going to become a little more popular. You're going to see some more money pumped into local economies because of this.
Atlantic City, New Jersey might be back on the map.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree. I think you're going to see some additional monies in that area that are piped in. But I agree with you in sports talk radio, and the other aspect of this is I agree that we would benefit from something like this because of sponsorships as well. That money then becomes free and easy.
Right. You would think. You know, I spoke to Danny Sheridan on my Sports with Friends podcast, and, you know, he immediately went to that the advertising in Europe is out of this world. And then in Australia, there is legalized gambling, but it is illegal to advertise for gambling. So it's just a very interesting balance. We'll see, you know, where this all goes. I have always said the NFL's ascension, and I've used the Green Bay market as the test market. And I said this back in 2004, 2005, and I said that the ascension of the NFL ratings in the state of Wisconsin can be tied directly to the prevalence of the iPhone. Because Green Bay, to me, is the perfect market. You are not a new Packer fan. People are either born a Packer fan, they are either a Packer fan since the minute they breathe life, or they are new to football and thus become the Packer fan.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody at 25 years old says, you know what, I've never watched a Packer game, or I've never watched an NFL game, and suddenly now I'm tuning in.
Right.
Like, that doesn't exist. It's not New York. It's not, you know what I mean? New York's a bad example. The Jets, the Giants, the whole thing with the
right.
Eagles close by. That's not the example.
Well, Pittsburgh Steelers, same way.
Same thing. Okay, fine. I use the Green Bay Packers, but yeah, you can use the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if you look at Wisconsin television football ratings, they increased from 2003 to 2009. What was the one constant that changed? People could access offshore gambling sites from their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And the prevalence of the iPhone existed. My whole thing about gambling, and I made this point quite clear, was if we only have a finite people that do gamble, and they migrate from the illegal gambling sites to the legal gambling sites, where's the increase? Does that mean, like, the person who's thinking about gambling, let's say that's a new person to 105.7. Let's just use that
right.
as another example. Does that person not already gamble? Like, do you think that they, do you honestly think that somebody, let's say there's a legal gambling parlor and a guy wants to put, you know, $30 on the Bucks one random night.
Right.
Right? Is that person making his first ever bet? I tend to doubt it.
Yeah, I think that the number, and when you go back to saying it's a minimal number, I think the number of people that are going to start flocking to these brick and mortars are people that either one, they've already been doing it, and 95-97% of them have already placed a bet somewhere, some shape, some form, whether it's, you know, your old pick'em tens on the old, you know, cards that you used to get at home, or
right.
they're doing something online. I think where they'll gain a little bit of boost is the casual person walking by on a night going, hey, it's only $10, I'll throw it on the Packers to win this weekend, or something to that effect.
Right.
But I think everybody else is pretty much, they've gambled in one way, shape, or form. Just now they don't have to figure out, you know, Bob down the street's going to place their bet when he goes to Vegas type of thing.
But that person probably is already a listener.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I throw caution, because what person is saying, you know, I normally listen to Top 40, but I have a financial interest in this now. I have to listen to Milwaukee Sports Radio. And that's my question. And, you know, I think that there will be more gambling segments. I don't know
yes.
if you and Joe have talked about
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say there's going to be more, this is the line, who plays well against the line, who plays well against the spread, that type of thing. Yes, I agree with that.
Right. And I think that'll be very interesting. And I'll be interested to see whether or not this fall CBS and Fox start to implement that, you know, and ESPN as well. You know, start to implement that. If that conversation starts to come in, Danny Sheridan made the point on the podcast. He said, you know, the fascinating thing will be the metrics for the Cleveland Browns against the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And that in the third quarter, does that audience hold for what is essentially two crappy teams?
I this is fascinating. I'd want to stay on it, but I want to talk to you about Robinson Cano.
Oh, we got the whole hour.
Yeah, I said before we went to the top of the hour, you can't be this stupid. To sit down and at you look, we had Ryan Braun, who gave one of the most impassioned, brilliant speeches ever of denial of anything.
Put a urine sample in his basement,
and then ended up getting busted anyway, which made it twice as bad for Robinson Cano to go, I didn't know, and it was a doctor who in the Dominican Republic, and you could pretty much stop right there and just say stupid.
Sure.
So does anybody even take a modicum of grain of salt with what Robinson Cano has to say?
Well, the two takeaways that I had were, number one, Miguel Cabrera was very impassioned. He gave a Ryan Braun-esque speech saying that this is a sham job, that Robbie's clean, and Miguel Cabrera is furious. Okay, loyalty is a wonderful thing, and Miguel Cabrera is a fantastic hitter in his time.
Mm-hmm.
My big thing is he tested positive for a diuretic, which is used as a masking agent. So don't tell me what he took,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know. That's what a masking agent is.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but that's, you know, to draw the parallel to the gambling, you know, just to draw the parallel. You know, there is, I do this work with the Seton Hall Sports Poll, right? And this poll, they every year they ask these questions, you know, do you gamble? Do you know who someone who gambles? Have you ever gambled on the NCAA Final Four? You know, things like that. And the numbers are always ridiculously low because no one will admit
right.
to do it. Even they're all lying, but okay, they're lying. This is the same circumstance. If you're testing positive for a masking agent, I have to assume you did everything.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with this whole thing. But what it proves, and I think this is a great thing, number one, it proves that the testing program is the best in sports, and it works. And just because you have one cheater, and I have said this for anybody in your listening audience, and I have said this for years now, if your office, if your company has 750 employees, someone is stealing staplers.
Usually.
Someone
yes.
is, somebody is cheating at something.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not a crisis. This is not the steroid era is rearing its ugly head. Like, it's none of that. This proves that the testing program is doing exactly what it was designed for, and there are sports in this world that would do well to follow baseball's model. And I am a huge critic of baseball, in case you didn't know me. I am a huge critic, but in this, they have this nailed.
It has been a testing program. Look, I know people want to give Bud Selig a bunch of grief for a lot of different stuff, but when they finally got around to humiliating Donald Fehr and putting him in front of Congress and saying, okay, now we'll succumb to this testing program and making it have some teeth, that's one of the best things that ever happened. I mean, again, for everything that people want to kind of throw at the feet of Bud Selig, which I think a lot of that's just erroneous or just, you know, anger in some way, shape, or form.
It's a mix.
That's been correct. I mean, what that did for baseball and trying to clean it up has been fantastic.
Well, I think, you know, the big thing about Bud is, you know, the big accusation is that he looked the other way. And all I can say is, number one, if you go back to the 90s and realize the mistrust between the league and the union at the time,
oh God, yeah.
And all Bud Selig was trying to do was get the game on the field. He didn't care if guys were smoking dope on the mound. He was trying to get the guys on the field. That's the first thing. The second thing is, as soon as he saw the prevalence of performance-enhancing drugs, he banned it in the minor leagues, where they do not have a union.
Right.
And for those people who say that for the years that steroids were banned in the minor leagues and not in the major leagues, if people want to look and point to Bud Selig, he's not the problem. That was the union. And the union would not, and I knew this from a top union source who's not there obviously anymore, but he said if Bud Selig called the union office, they wouldn't take his phone call.
Yeah. I mean, that's how people don't realize how bad it was and how much, I mean, even though there was respect between Donald Fehr and Bud, there was no love loss on either side.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, they might have been publicly kind to each other,
yeah.
but they couldn't stand each other. And it was the underlings. It was the Gene Orzas and the guys in that union. And I'm usually a very pro union person. I am a union person just inherently in my philosophy. And in this circumstance, they did what they did to protect their players. But if we want to talk about integrity of the game, don't put Bud Selig's name in there.
Yeah, it was something that everybody knew, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some guys tried to hide it. But, I mean, when you have candy dishes in clubhouse of greenies, come on, you know.
Well, and a lot of people have said that, you know, did we do the balls in play line from the statistic from Jason Stark?
No,
Athletic?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So it's a piggyback from last week's conversation, but, you know, I do think that baseball suffered when greenies were banned. I'm not saying that greenies are healthy and that they should be used, but I think the product, the quality of play suffered, and the injuries, the day game after night games, all things increased. Jason Stark did this article in The Athletic that had some empirical data to just go back of a couple of things that we've been talking about with the too many strikeouts, and I'll just give you this two numbers. Number one, as of last week, baseball had 400 more strikeouts than hits.
Right.
400.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, okay. Yeah.
But I had the data. The other one, the other statistic that I thought was amazing, and this is, again, I'm giving credit. This is Jason Stark in The Athletic. I do not get him paid by The Athletic. You read his article, subscribe, do whatever you want. But the other statistic is, if you compare this year's pacing to 2009, if the numbers hold out and project over 162 games, baseball will have 10,000 less balls hit in play than 2009.
Doesn't bode well for the sport. Seth, I know we're way past the time.
We're not talking about, this is not get off my lawn 1975. Like, right. This is 2009, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I know. It doesn't bode well for the sport as far as they're worried about pace of play, and you can't even make the play exciting because of this. So I completely get it. Seth, we'll pick up where we left off next week, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, my man.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Seth Everett, our baseball insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Before we get into hearing from the newest Green Bay Packer offensive lineman, Cole Madison, two things. First and foremost, our friends over at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus want to remind you, coming up Thursday, June 7th, we have our first cigar dinner. We're looking forward to that, and it's going to be brought to you by our friends at Perdomo Cigars. Thursday, June 7th, the Wisconsin Brewing Company, eat inside, cocktails, and a good gar on the outside. If you don't smoke, that's fine. If you don't smoke them, that's fine. No big deal. Just come on outside, have a good time. We're going to do a Q&A, going to do a lot of storytelling. With your ticket, you get a couple of drinks, you get dinner, you get obviously a lot of the great stories, the Q&A, you get four free cigars. And if you don't smoke them, give them to somebody who does. But if you do, I'm telling you, cigar smokers, come on out. This is going to be a good one. Going to have a good time. Dinner is catered by Wood Barbecue, and the only place to get tickets, you have Tobacco Outlet Plus, the Tobacco Outlet Plus on North Sherman Avenue. That's in Madison. Then there's Willow Road in Wanakee. And then in addition to that, the Quick Trip on County Road PB in Verona. So again, North Sherman Avenue in Madison, Willow Road in Wanakee for Tobacco Outlet Plus, and then the Quick Trip on County Road PB in Verona. Tickets are going fast. They are selling briskly, as they say. Now, in addition to that, speaking of Quick Trip, did you hear that Quick Trip now is a gate sponsor at Lambeau Field, the official coffee provider at Lambeau Field as well? Lacrosse-based Quick Trip will have their name on a Lambeau Field gate and provide coffee and hot chocolate throughout the entire stadium. It is now Quick Trip. There you go. Quick Trip going to Lambeau Field. Nice. Nice. Saw that coming. There you have it. 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us, you can. Follow us on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. Meanwhile, you've got the newest Green Bay Packer, the offensive lineman, and Cole Madison talks about why he is proud that he was drafted by the Green Bay Packers.
Growing up, you know, think of football, the Green Bay Packers, one of the teams you're going to think of, and just, you know, the team, you know, give me the opportunity to block for Aaron Rodgers. It's just an honor in itself being able to block for one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
And then in addition to that, did all the pass protection and everything that he did at Washington State, because this is a pass-happy offense, as we know. How much does he feel it helped him coming into the Green Bay organization?
Oh, yeah. We passed the ball 90% of the time during the game. So, you know, I'm used to moving around on my feet.
And his first impression, is that, as far as everybody thinks anyway, that he's going to enjoy Wisconsin.
Just, you know, outdoorsy. I feel like it's kind of a Pullman-esque, football town. You know, Pullman's really college town. This is a football town. We got the Packers here, and I'm just really excited to be part of that.
A Pullman-esque town. Pullman-esque. It's funny because I get people that come, that have come up from other colleges. Now, I got a buddy of mine that comes up every year. I saw at Ohio State, and he loves the town, but the town itself is smaller than Columbus, Ohio. So he's like, but the tailgating is what amazes everybody. And I got another friend of mine that comes into town from L.A., and they're just blown away by the feel of the town, the way the town just kind of owns their football. He also says that setting foot in the Hudson Center and getting to the practice field, just being there as a part of the organization, huge thrill.
Oh, so exciting. Just walking out there to the practice field was just, you know, mind-blowing. It's still not really sunk in yet, you know, a Green Bay Packer, and just being around this facility and looking at all the past championship teams and just being part of something special.
You've got a big-time franchise that you're walking into. This is, you know, I mean, Pittsburgh, Dallas, New England in recent history, Chicago. Those are some of the more historic franchises in all of football. So, yeah, I would assume. Look, you walk through those doors and you're in a locker room with Aaron Rodgers' name and knowing that it's not long ago that this team has won a championship. They've had all – and when you walk down that tunnel, for those of you that have ever taken the tour, and they show all the historic moments in Lambeau Field history, you can't help but get goosebumps and then to be a part of the organization. It's huge. But Cole, known for – you know, hey, as an offensive lineman, good for good footwork and continues to develop.
I was a basketball player growing up. That was, you know, we're a big basketball family. So I think that, you know, transitions over to the football game for me, just being able to bail myself out if I get in bad position with my feet. And that's, you know, that's huge on the offensive line.
And then in addition to that, did he mind being moved in to three different positions, by the way, his first minicamp?
Oh, no, just toss me in there. I'll make it work. You know, I was playing right guard today, right tackle, and then left guard towards the end. And, you know, just learn tricks of the trade, and it's what you got to do to make it in the NFL.
It's what you got to do. It's what every guy said. Look, they're going to use me at the slot. They're going to use me at the corner. They're going to use me here. They're going to use me wide out. They're going to use that. Whatever they want you to do at this point, you do if you're a rookie. He says as a rookie, you don't want to look lost out there.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be out there running around with a chicken with your head cut off. You want to be, you know, cool, calm, and relaxed out there. And it's kind of hard on the first day, especially when you're in the NFL program. But you just go in there and, like, just college, do your job, and at the end of the day, and watch the film and see where you go from there.
And that's what it is. Get it done, do the best you can, watch the film, and see where you got to improve, and hope that you can. Was he able to sleep his first night going into minicamp?
You know, it wasn't too bad. You know, I sleep well, and just I was more excited than anything, not really nervous. And, you know, I've never been to Wisconsin before, and it's an experience for me, and I'm really excited to be here. You know, my kind of place, too, so really excited about that.
My kind of place. He's got that long hair, the thick beard, you know, and he feels that, hey, with all this and kind of this Paul Bunyan-esque thing, he feels he fits right in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just feel like it's 5-year mold coming in for be a Packer, so...
That's a goofy laugh, though.
So,
oh, there you go. Oh, boy. So, will he end up? Here's the other question. I mean, because Clay Matthews, I've often thought, you know, you got to be in a locker room, okay? You got to see Clay up close. But I thought, man, if Clay Matthews put the same time into practice as he does into his hair and cleaning it and conditioning it and keeping it perfect, you know, he'd be an all-pro every year. Probably never get injured. He probably takes better care of his hair than he does the rest of his body. So Cole Madison was asked the same thing. Does he keep his long hair and beard? And does he keep it perfect like Clay?
Oh, just, you know, take care of it, shampoo, conditioner, and, you know, not too often. You don't want to, you know, get too many chemicals in there, let it go natural sometimes, but just take good care of it.
Oh, natural when it comes to your beard and such and stuff. And oh, my goodness. There you go. Thank you very much. That is the Packers' newest offensive lineman, and that is Cole Madison. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Don't forget, it is 2 weeks from tomorrow night. Wednesday Night Live is back at the Wisconsin, or actually 2 weeks from tonight. Wednesday Night Live is back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Budweiser Pavilion stage. And it's going to be Rebel Grace, the first one out of the shoot. Look forward to it. If it's going to be anything like it is today, it's going to be a great concert series and a great concert season. So get out and enjoy it. It is free of charge. To park a car is $6. Free to get in. Just come on out and enjoy it. It's Wednesday Night Live at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, and it's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Are they really out of it? Come on. Let's be honest. We'll talk about it coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I'm going to go home tonight and see my 3 kids, see my family, recalibrate, see my mom. I think I'll be fine. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. You know, you go out and you lay everything on the line, you know, at the end of the day, you can live with that. So you know, I'll recalibrate as far as how I can help this team continue to be successful, how I can do some things to make us be even more complete. You know, I probably, the only way I probably won't get no sleep tonight if Kev don't get a question asked, probably at the end of the day.
I'm looking at Dave. Don't do it, Dave.
So, dude. I'm going to lose a lot of sleep if someone doesn't ask him a question.
I can leave.
Dave.
Kevin Love, you guys.
I'm good now.
I'm good now. There we go. Welcome back to the program, and they are down 2-0. Cleveland, who just, well, they've looked off, I guess is the best way to put it, but it doesn't seem like LeBron's overly worried about it. And let's be honest, as much as we want to talk about, you know, this team, you know, not looking great, okay, in all honesty, last night getting knocked off 107-94. And the set, here's the other side of the coin. I mean, they have got the Celtics get a 108-83. They got destroyed, or they destroyed the Cavaliers first time around. And this is a team on the other side of the coin that people say, well, look, the Bucks took them to seven games and pressed them as hard as they've been pressed in a long time. And the Celtics, I mean, if you want to look at a team that's ready for the pinnacle, that's Boston. And when they get Kyrie Irving back, it's going to be even better. You know, they're going to be around for a while. They're not a flash in the pan. They're going to be around for a while. And the I got to tell you, I mean, as much as you can look at the Celtics and say, okay, the Celtics are up 2-0, most people are still saying it's going to be Cleveland. It's just like the Celtics, oh, they got it done at home. Okay. You know, Cleveland's going to beat them up at their place. And then eventually what's going to happen is the Cavaliers will get that road win, put all the pressure on a younger team, and the Cavaliers will ultimately, they'll roll. And as LeBron said, he's going to go home and recalibrate, whatever that specifically that means. But do you kind of get the sense that this is the beginning of the end of the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James' reign in the East? As much as you want to look at that 0 and a 2-0 lead, I still think by the time it's all said and done, this thing will probably end up going 7. That the Cavaliers are just going to turn it around. I get that feeling. So I know Boston fans feel good, but remember they were up 2-0 and the Bucks ended up taking them to 7 games. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program, by the way, being brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, all over the state. And beyond the borders as well. And they have a location in Milwaukee, one in Green Bay, one south, down in Illinois, down in Chicago. You can call them, 414-455-4451. And if it's low T, that has you, you know, the brain fog, the moodiness, tired midday, you want to try to kind of have that prolonged energy, that stamina all throughout the day, that could be a low T treatment. If you're over the age of 30, go get checked. It's simple. A little blood test, you're good to go. That's it. Nothing more to it. And then there's the all-in-one weight loss program. That really works. I mean, a lot of people have done that and really lost weight and jumpstart the health and fitness plan. And with summer right around the corner, you got to do it, got to do it now. Call them, 414-455-4451. That way come, what, mid to end of June? You're ready to go for July, August, September, getting into football season and feeling good, looking good. Call them now, 414-455-4451. And another side note, there's a lot of other companies out there that are trying to do this and they're telling you about it. Stick with the original. That I've been saying that all along because people ask, well, does it really work? Yes. Stick with the original, the one that everybody else is trying to emulate. You know, they always say the most sincerest form of flattery is when everybody else tries to impersonate what you're doing. That's what's going on out there. So stick with the original, the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. If I'm a Cleveland fan, I might be not biting my nails a little bit just because they change so much midseason and do they have enough to get over the hump, but for the most part, I'm not crazy concerned. I'm not, until they lose at home, I'm not crazy concerned. LeBron James dropping 42. Kevin Love dropping 22 last night. Now, what they need something. They need something. They need somebody else to be able to step up. Korver comes in last night and gave you 11 points in 21 minutes. Not bad. But J.R. Smith didn't give you anything last night. Nothing. He's got to give you better minutes than that. Nothing. When you're coming in and you're just getting a zip on the points and you're collecting three rebounds and an assist, that's it? 0-for-4 beyond the arc. And as LeBron said, going back to game one, they've had a lot of open looks. They're just not hitting shots. They start hitting shots, they'll be far better off. I mean, LeBron last night was 5-of-11 beyond the arc. Kevin Love, 2-of-6. Beyond that, they were 0-of-6 from the starters from beyond the arc. Hell, they were 3-for-8 for guys coming off the bench between Green and Korver. So if those shots start to fall a little bit, then you're talking about a different game. But right now, they're not getting those shots to fall. And they need to start hitting some shots from the outside. Who does that sound very familiar like? Sounds like the Bucks. The difference is you flip-flop games. The Bucks had a very hard-fought game in Game 1 and then ended up looking terrible in Game 2. The Boston Celtics humiliated Cleveland in Game 1 and gave them everything and then some in Game 2. And Cleveland's just not hitting their shots, not even keeping it close. LeBron can't do it all. He's got to have somebody to help him. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com. Toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Speaking of help, I want to talk about both of these things coming up. But speaking of help, holy mackerel, you talk about just when you look at just people that act crazy, okay? Lucas Glover's wife, what a bag of nuts she is. Holy mackerel. When you look at Lucas Glover and his wife, the 911 call, basically saying, my wife has gone crazy. What happened was Lucas Glover gets off the golf course, okay? He had a bad round. All right? Ends up his wife just gets kind of bananas. He comes off of the course in Florida for the Players' Championship. The wife starts ripping him, calling him some names, basically humiliating him. He kind of yells back at her. She goes crazy, starts trying to whoop his butt. Then the Lucas Glover's mom steps in. Mom steps in and goes after Lucas Glover's wife, who then turns around and starts going after her. And this is all in front of people, by the way. And she then calls 911 saying she's been attacked. It's just crazy. Lucas Glover says, she's trying to blame this on my mother, which is not the case at all. My wife has gone crazy. The operator tells Lucas the cops are on the way. He tries to stop that from happening. I don't think anybody needs to come out here. Thank you, though. Eventually, the cops do get there. And it's determined that Krista was the aggressor and had gotten physical with Lucas's mother. She was arrested for domestic violence, and the cops say she continued to rage on while police say they were trying to place her in custody. She was fighting with them. And Lucas then, I got to tell you, he takes the high road in this. He says, issues a statement saying, hey, we're trying to work things out. But, man, that's bananas right there. I don't know how to tell you anything else, but that's bananas. I mean, his wife went bat crap.
Did I ever tell you my Lucas Glover story?
No.
My experience with Lucas Glover?
Did you start all of this? Is this what the problem is?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, just a real quick story.
Oh, go ahead.
U.S. Open last year.
Yeah?
So, second round, cut day. I ended up going on the front nine because all the big groups were going on to the back nine. So, I wanted to follow some different groups because I knew it was going to be crowded. And this was towards the end of the day. So, I wanted to go follow Ernie Els. So, Ernie Els was playing the front nine. He started on the back and then switched over to the front. So playing with Ernie Els was Lucas Glover, who was trying to make the cut. Ernie was well in position to make the cut. So I'm following these guys. Lucas Glover hits his tee shot into the fescue, and they're looking for it and looking for it and looking for it. And we're talking like the first cut right off the fairway. It's not like he, you know, missed the fairway by a mile. So they ended up, there were like, it was me and like 10 other people. There was no one else around. And the marshals just said, all right. And they lift the rope open and we're all looking for his golf ball. And eventually someone found it about 15 minutes later. He ended up hitting that shot. He ended up, The ball was so deep, he had to play. He had to rule an unplayable. He took a drop from there with a penalty, so he was hitting his third shot. He put it on the green, put it like 10 feet from the hole, and he saved par. Unfortunately, Lucas Glover still missed the cut by one stroke.
Now, did you know? Now, this is when I started reading these stories, the Miami Herald had this. Did you know this is not the first time she went nuts? First time she's been arrested. But Krista Glover, who's 36, by the way, goes crazy when he got home. And apparently she's done this in front of people before, where he didn't have a good day. He didn't have a good day. But Glover tells his wife, or tells deputies, that his wife gets violent every time he doesn't play well in a major tournament. Every time he doesn't play well, she gets violent. And since he had a bad day live on national television in front of the likes of Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, she went crazy. The fight then degenerated into something very physical, all in front of their two underage children and Lucas's mom. And such fights, Lucas told the deputies, aren't unusual. He described how when he plays a bad round of golf, Krista proceeds to start an altercation with him and telling him how much a loser he is and that he's a P-word and how he needs to fire everyone and how he'd better win or her and the kids would leave him and he would never see the kids again. What a nut. And he's still trying to work it out with her? Are you kidding me? And then, apparently, I never heard if there was any alcohol involved, but that's the next story. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, after I get a little bit deeper into both stories, the Krista Glover, Lucas Glover's wife, apparently had been drinking all day. You read deeper down into the Miami Herald story, the addendum. Yes, Lucas Glover said that she gets like this, gets very violent. His wife had been drinking all day, according to the reports. So there you go. Lucas Glover's wife needs to put down the booze. We'll talk about that coming up here in a minute. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. And if you have something ailing you, not like Lucas Glover, but if you have something like, say, right now, the flu, or if you have cold, if you have really bad allergies, something ailing you like that, where maybe just a prescription will do, all you have to do is call 844-CARE-AWAY. That's Care My Way. The Marshfield Clinic Health System provides this. 844-CARE-AWAY. Save you a trip to the doctor. The charge over the phone is never more than $40. And if they can't help you, they don't charge you. It's pay for play. That's the best. That's Marshfield Clinic Health System. Just call them. Maybe they can send a prescription to a pharmacy near you. 844-CARE-AWAY. That's 844-CARE-AWAY. The Marshfield Clinic. Just another way to help you help yourself. And they are the official healthcare provider of yours truly. Did you see the, again, and what cracks me up on this is that people are just proud of it. Look at us. That's right. Look at us because of drinking. Oh, when it comes to some of the drunkest cities, Wisconsin's right there again. You've got Green Bay, you've got La Crosse, you've got Wausau, Oshkosh, and Appleton all in this thing. USA Today puts it out every year. And what's really funny is, like I mentioned, you start to scroll through Facebook. And this is where I first saw it today. You're scrolling through Facebook. And you get people that are like, all right, we're number one. Yeah. How are we looking? And I don't know if that's something to be proud of or not. Certainly, when you take a look at the drunkest cities in America per popula, it's not flattering, but there's some people that look at it like, oh, well, what are we going to do? You know? What are we going to do? We don't want to get upset about it. Have a drink. But again, towns making the top list most of them coming from the state of Wisconsin. Like I mentioned, Green Bay, La Crosse, Appleton, Oshkosh, Wausau's on that list. So a lot of people that are just thrilled to be making the list for the drunkest cities in America. And Wisconsin's right there at top. There you go. It's all in USA Today. It's called Who is Drinking the Most? The Drunkest and Driest Cities in America. And as they start to roll through this, number 20, by the way, Milwaukee, Waukesha, West Allis. Okay, number 19, Ames, Iowa. Number 18, Fairbanks, Alaska, which I can't find it hard to believe that that's not higher on the list. There's not much to do there. Lincoln, Nebraska at 17. Watertown, Fort Drum, New York at 16. Sheboygan at 15. Dubuque at 14. 13 is Iowa City, Iowa. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin comes in at number 12. Mankato, Minnesota, 10. Then La Crosse at number 10. Wausau at number 9. Grand Forks, North Dakota at numbers comes up to number 8. Number 7 is Missoula, Montana. Oshkosh at number 6. Fargo at number 5. Continue on. Madison at number 4. Appleton at number 3. Eau Claire at number 2. And Green Bay at number 1. Wisconsin kicking everybody's ass when it comes to the power drinking. Go out and get yourself a t-shirt. Coming up next, speaking of power drinking, Paul Emig, our Green One analyst, is going to be joining us. We have some buy or sell coming up in a little bit. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.